Bernie Sanders circa 1991, "We may lose the planet for our grandchildren." By Hannah Blow on December 2, 2019. Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, warned that we may lose the planet for our grandchildren in a speech 28 years ago, calling the validity of his ever-evolving climate change deadlines into question. A 1991 speech featuring Sanders' remarks on the climate crisis has resurfaced on social media, showing the socialist senator warning that we may lose the planet for our grandchildren and adding that the environmental crisis cannot be addressed unless you deal with the economic crisis at the same time. Sanders said, "The truth of the matter is, I think, that unless we move radically and boldly as you indicate, we may lose the planet for our grandchildren. Interestingly enough, I think, and I say this not because I want it to be that way, but I think it is that way. You're not going to deal effectively with the environmental crisis unless you deal with the economic crisis at the same time. What we have to do is to understand the challenge. The real challenge is how do you have a social system and an economy which does at least two things. Number one, it provides decently for its people. At the same time as it does not destroy the environment." Sanders added that national health care is an environmental issue because it takes an enormous burden off the backs of working people. Sanders said it is crucial to bring the environmental movement and workers' movement together, because if the choice is either jobs or the environment, that is no choice at all. Sanders, who unveiled a $16 trillion climate change proposal, adjusted the doomsday clock during the last Democrat debate, proclaiming that we only have 8 or 9 years left to address the crisis, a change from his previous claim of 12 years. "We don't have decades. What the scientists are telling us, if we don't get our act together within the next 8 or 9 years, we're talking about cities all over the world, major cities, going underwater," Sanders said, ignoring the mountain of failed doomsday predictions that have yet to come to pass. As Breitbart News's John Nolte detailed, here is the source for numbers 1 to 27. As you will see, the individual sources are not crackpots, but scientific studies and media reports on expert predictions. The sources for numbers 28 to 41 are linked individually. 1967, dire famine forecast by 1975. 1969, everyone will disappear in a cloud of blue steam by 1989, 1969. 1970, ice age by 2000. 1970, America subject to water rationing by 1974 and food rationing by 1980. 1971, new ice age coming by 2020 or 2030. 1972, new ice age by 2070. 1974, space satellites show new ice age coming fast. 1974, another ice age. 1976, scientific consensus planet cooling, famine's imminent. 1980, acid rain kills life in lakes. 1978, no end in sight to 30-year cooling trend. 1988, regional droughts, that never happened, in 1990s. 1988, temperatures in D.C. will hit record highs. 1988, Maldive Islands will be underwater by 2018, they're not. 1989, rising sea levels will obliterate nations if nothing done by 2000. 1989, New York City's West Side Highway underwater by 2019, it's not. 2000, children won't know what snow is. 2002, famine in 10 years if we don't give up eating fish, meat, and dairy. 2004, Britain will be Siberia by 2024. 2008, Arctic will be ice-free by 2018. 2008, climate genius Al Gore predicts ice-free Arctic by 2013. 2009, climate genius Prince Charles says we have 96 months to save world. 2009, UK Prime Minister says 50 days to save the planet from catastrophe. 2009, climate genius Al Gore moves 2013 prediction of ice-free Arctic to 2014. 2013, Arctic ice-free by 2015. 2014, only 500 days before climate chaos. 1968, overpopulation will spread worldwide. 1970, world will use up all its natural resources. 1966, oil gone in 10 years. 1972, oil depleted in 20 years. 1977, Department of Energy says oil will peak in 90s. 1980, peak oil in 2000. 1996, peak oil in 2020. 2002, peak oil in 2010. 2006, super hurricanes. 2005, Manhattan underwater by 2015. 1970, urban citizens will require gas masks by 1985. 1970, nitrogen buildup will make all land unusable. 1970, decaying pollution will kill all the fish. 1970s, killer bees. Sanders added that leaders in the fossil fuel industry are probably criminally liable because they lied and lied and lied when they had the evidence that their carbon products were destroying the planet.